This is
this
for
is,
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Salam alaikum, brothers and sisters. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and here is Batul. Welcome to the program for a better life. In our previous sessions, we asked this question, that what is a better life? Then we came to the conclusion that a better life is when a person is happy. This happiness is not the material happiness, but it is the happiness of the soul. So how can I reach this happiness? The answer is when I become a better person. How can I become a better person? In the very, very first session, we said that the first step to become a better person is yaqdah, which is to wake up from my deep sleep of negligence. Now, what is it that makes me negligent? What is it that stops me from becoming a better person? Ayatullah Jawadi Amli says that one of the main causes of ghafla are the uninvited thoughts. What is it? The uninvited thoughts. And in the last session, we talked about how the uninvited thoughts pop up in our memory and keep us away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we are occupied in something materialistic that gives us pleasure, both our body and thoughts are intertwined with it. Not only our body, but even our thoughts are occupied in that work. Both the zahir and the batin are in alignment. That means that when I am busy doing something that gives me pleasure, both my heart and my body are attentive towards my pleasure. For example, if I am watching my favorite movie, both my body and my thoughts are occupied by that movie. My heart and my thoughts will not be anywhere else. Or if I'm playing a game, my whole existence will be occupied. I will not think of anything else but how to win this game. My body will be occupied too. I will be sitting in front of my computer, hitting different keys, or sometimes I may laugh loud or clap when I make the best move. So, my mind, my soul, and my actions are all in the game. But unfortunately, when I am praying, my body will be doing the ruku and sujood, but my mind will be in the game that I was playing before I came to my prayer mat. Brothers and sisters, salat is the best means to mold a person. It is where I can talk to my Creator. It is where I can strengthen my bond with Him. It is where I can talk to Him heart to heart. But unfortunately, I might be praying, but my thoughts will be wandering. Instead of me trying to concentrate on what I am saying, who am I facing, what are the meanings of the word that I am uttering, what is the deep meaning of the verses that I am reciting, not only do I contemplate or concentrate on what my tongue is saying, my thoughts are everywhere else but in my prayer. I might be following all the rules of wudu and salat rigidly. According to fiqh and the rules and regulations, my salat is not void. But if my mind was not in my prayer, then this salat will have no effect.
Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
If a person is able to concentrate these few minutes and know who he is facing, who he is talking to, all his other affairs will be taken care of. If he is successful in maintaining a presence of mind in his salat, he will be successful in his other affairs too, inshallah. Ayatullah Jawadi Amli says, Salat is the sirat. That means the path where negligence has no room in it. If one is negligent in his prayers, he will go astray on this path. This path is finer than hair and sharper than sword. If one is negligent on this path, he will fall. Surah Mu'minun, what does it say? It says, وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ عَنِ الصِّرَاطِ لَنَاكِبُونَ. And indeed, those who do not believe in the hereafter surely deviate from the path. So, one who is negligent in his prayers and does not believe in the hereafter will go astray. The correct salat will keep us away from the bad. And the bad deeds will keep us away from the correct and the right salat and other worships. Someone prior to his salat does not have his parts of the body like his ears, his eyes, his hands, feet. If he does not have these parts of the body in control and is not in control of what is allowed and forbidden, will not have the divine help to concentrate in his salats. He will not know who he is talking to. And the answer that he gets from the Almighty will not make sense to him. He will not be able to understand them, to fathom them, to grasp them. According to fiqh, his salat has been accepted, but spiritually, his salat has no effect. Surah Ma'un says, فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Woe to them who pray. الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Those who are heedless of their prayers. So brothers and sisters, salat and other worships have effect when the one who is praying has presence of mind. But if he is negligent in his worship, then he will not be purified spiritually. We have been asked to pray 5 times a day to save ourselves from negligence. As man has the tendency to fall in ghafla, we have been asked to pray ghufayla. Now what is ghufayla? Ghufayla is a 2-unit prayer that we pray between Maghrib and Isha. It is said that some people at the time of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi used to rest between these 2 prayers and they would not pay heed to the remembrance of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stipulated this prayer to bring them out of their ghafla. Sometimes we might sit with a friend and talk for hours without getting tired. But when we stand up in prayer for a few minutes, we feel tired. Why? It is because we are not in love with Allah. To talk and to keep a conversation with someone whom we are not fond of is very difficult. It is boring and sometimes even painful. But if we love someone, we don't mind spending the whole night talking to that person. We will not even realize where time flew. So brothers and sisters, to concentrate in our salat, we need to build that relationship with Allah. We need to believe that He is my best companion. He is someone who loves me more than anybody in this world. He is always by my side. He always wants good for me. He will never leave me. His love for me is genuine. Once I build this bond with Him, once I start believing this, once I fall in love with Him, my prayers will get better and I will be a better person, and which in turn will lead me to a better life, inshallah. وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. All I need, all I need, all I need, all I need. All I need. Oh,
your love is all I need to be all I need. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.